Blog Talk Radio.
Embrace Today is brought to you by Whole House Ministries. Host Apree Curry will inspire listeners to embrace their today with hope and expectation, with a focus of bringing about freedom, healing, and restoration through the Word of God. John 16:33 says, "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world."
Good morning and welcome to Embrace Today. I am your host, Apree Curry, and I want to first off apologize about the inconvenience for yesterday. I was in a remote location that didn't have good internet access, and so I was unable to connect to the radio show, so that's why we're doing it on today. But we are going to continue and conclude the book of Ruth. This morning, we have been in the book of Ruth for the past 4 months, and I know a lot of us have been going through a very interesting process these past 4 months. And so this morning, we are going to conclude with the book of Ruth, and we're also going to conclude our series, This Is It. We started this series, and it's been an interesting journey for some of us, and we have been going through the process, and we have been pressed, we have been pushed, and some of us have even thought about giving up. But I am here to tell you this morning that this is it. You have to go through each and every aspect of the process that you went through in order for you to push out what God has placed in you. Some of us have been pushed to the brink to where we were ready to give up. We were ready to quit. We were ready to throw in the towel. We felt like we could not do it anymore, but we continued to press forward. We had some people that was in our corner rooting us on. They were praying for us. We needed some people to pray for us because we couldn't pray for ourselves. And so what we are going to do this morning is we are going to conclude with this sermon series. And I'm super duper duper excited about everything that God is getting ready to do in everyone's lives. He has already started moving in some of our lives. Doors have been open. Opportunity has been open. You have been stretched. You have been pushed to the limit. Your name has become known because you are giving out the true, genuine love of Jesus Christ. And whatever you do, whether it be in your ministry, whether it be in your business, whether it be on your job, the glory of the Lord has been seen in everything that you have been doing. So we are going to conclude this morning with verses 13 through 17 in Ruth chapter 4. And I'm so excited about this. I've been just kind of watching people's Facebook posts and seeing what God is doing in their lives. And it's just so amazing to know that people still have that hope and that faith in Christ, even though we are in a world that has so much stuff going on. People are still focusing on what God has called them to do, regardless of what has been going on. There has been some of us that have slipped up and have caught ourselves being distracted and caught off guard, but then we had to get wheeled back in because, again, we had people praying for us and we had to get on our face and we had to talk to God to allow him to place us back in the right position that we needed to be in. And so this morning, let's look at verses 13 through 17. In verse 13 in Ruth chapter 4, it reads, "So Boaz took Ruth and she became his wife. Then he went to her, and the Lord enabled her to conceive, and she gave birth to a son." And so while we are on this Christian journey, and as we are concluding, the This Is It series, the first thing that we have to do and the last thing that we have to do in this series is we have to birth what the Lord has placed in us. If we can recognize that Ruth was on a journey, she was determined in chapter 1 to go with her mother-in-law. So she was determined in chapter one to go with her mother-in-law. She submitted. She transformed her life. After she transformed her life, then the Lord, he began to excel her. He began to provide her with different things. He began to promote her. And so she went through the process that the Lord had for her. Once she was determined and she was determined to go forward, once she set in her mind that she knew what she wanted to do, she was determined, then she was able to begin the transformation process. After she began the transformation process, then the Lord began to elevate her. He began to elevate her, and she began to go places and do things that she had never done before. She was in a place that she had never been before, but because she submitted to God's will and she did what he wanted her to do, she was humble enough to walk in a character that God had called her to walk in, the Lord began to elevate her. And because he elevated her, she began to go through this process. But while she was going through the process, she was going through each and every aspect in the correct way. She did not try to manipulate anything. She didn't try to make something happen. She didn't try to do it on her own, but she was submissive and humble in everything that she did. And so it's where she had to make a choice, and she made the right choice. She went to the man that could have been her kinsman redeemer, the man that she could have connected with, the man that could be able to provide and give her the seed that she needed to keep the family name going. And when she did that, it said the Lord enabled her to conceive. And so what I'm trying to tell you this morning is it is the Lord that has enabled you to conceive. He has connected you with the people that you needed to connect with. Once you connected with him and once you submitted to the will that he has for you, it is the Lord that is allowing you to conceive what he has placed in you. You cannot give up on what God has placed in you because he gave it to you. He pushed you. He connected you. And it's not until after you connected with him until you were able to conceive. We cannot connect with other people, but we had to connect with him and be true and humble in what he called us to do in order for us to conceive what he has placed in you. The Lord has placed it there so no one can take it from you. She went through the entire process. Her mother-in-law took her as far as she could go. Boaz went as far as he can go, but it wasn't until the Lord enabled her to conceive. God has to do this thing. He has placed it in you. He placed it in you, and it's up to you to birth it. He enabled you to conceive. He placed it in you. Now, will you push to the limit and birth what God has placed in you? He has placed it in you for such a time as this. There is no time for us to turn back. It is no time for us to be scared. It is no time for us to be discouraged. But God has enabled you to conceive. And so will you birth what God has placed in you? This is not optional. This is not something that you need to decide on. It's already in you. Now you need to push. And so the Lord enabled her to conceive. She went through this whole process. She was a gleaner. I mean, she was getting the leftovers and was humble about it. She went through the process of following behind his girls, and then she continued to be elevated. But now it's time. I told y'all last week, she had the protection and she had the provision, but she was not able to produce. But prior to this, it wasn't until after the connection that she was able to produce what God has placed in her. Some of us can't produce because we aren't connected to the right one. When we connect with God and when we do what he has called for us to do, we will be able to birth completely what God has placed in us. Some of us are birthing some things that are not of God because we're connected with the wrong people, so we're producing the wrong stuff. We're still producing, and we think that we're doing something because we're producing, but we're producing the wrong thing. But when you get with God, when you enable him to place something in you, he has placed it in you. Now you have to birth it. We have to stop trying to make things. We have to stop trying to make things. God has to put it in you. He has already placed it in you. Now you have to birth what he has placed in you. You cannot birth what you want to birth. This is a God thing. She did not conceive until the Lord enabled her to conceive. And Boaz, he went to her and she became his wife. And I'm going to take a sidebar here. I'm going to talk about husbands and wives real quick. Before I was talking about all of us in general, but for husbands and wives, the Lord has placed you together. Now, will you birth what God has
placed y'all to birth together. God has put y'all together for a particular reason. And so it's time for us to stop hollering about getting divorces and do what God has called for us to do because he placed us together. Now, will you conceive? Will you birth what God has placed in you? Will you stop making excuses? Will you stop running from the connection that God has placed you in? Will you stop talking down on the connection that God has placed you with? And will you do what God has called for you to do? The Lord enabled her to conceive. He enabled her to conceive, but it wasn't until after the connection. The Lord enabled her to conceive, and she had a son. Will you birth? It says she gave birth to a son. Will you birth what God has placed in you? This is it. This is your time. Will you birth it? You got to push. You got to push like never before. You have got to get a focal point. You have to keep your mind focused on God and push and do what he has called for you to do. You have to push. So let's look at verses 14 and 15. It says, the women said to Naomi, praise be to the Lord who this day has not left you without a kinsman redeemer. May he become famous throughout Israel. And so when we are in this is it stage, we have to birth what the Lord has placed in us, but then we have to praise God. God is the one that is doing this. He is providing for you. You are not doing this on your own. Your pastor is not doing it. Your spouse is not doing it, but God is doing this. God has provided. And so we have to praise God in every aspect of our lives because he is the one that has placed it in us. And so when we don't have anything else to do, when we just think that we're just sitting there, we ought to praise God. We ought to have a continual praise on our lips because God, number one, has kept you. He has saw you through, but then he has entrusted you and placed something in you that will be able to touch the lives of others. In verse 15, it says, he will renew your life and sustain you in your old age. For your daughter-in-law who loves you and who is better to you than seven sons has given him birth. So they are talking to Naomi. So what God has placed in you, his glory will be seen by everyone. It will be seen. The glory of the Lord will be seen because it's from him and it's pure and it's natural. But then what God has placed in you will bring a renewed life and will bring sustainability to people that do not think or did not think that they were able to move forward. Some people do not think that they have another chance. But what God has placed in you, it will cause you to give them hope. Because it will come out and it will be that word, that life-changing word, and you will know. And you will know that it is of God, and they will know because it will be so pure. But it will cause them to know that they too can have hope in Christ. And so you have no choice but to birth what God has placed in you because this is not just about you. This was not just about Ruth. This was about the family line. And so when you acknowledge the family line, when you acknowledge what's in you, then you will not have another choice but to praise God and birth what's in you. He has chosen you to be a chosen. He has chosen you to be his vessel. Now, will you do what God has called for you to do? Will you push forward? Will you continue to go? Will you stop making excuses? Will you stop crying? Will you get up and go? God has called you. He has prepared you. Stop being distracted. Get out of your feelings and move forward. This is the time where God has called you to do what he has called for you to do. This is your time. You have to do it. They said, he will renew your life and sustain you in your old age. Some people get to a certain point and think that they have nothing. But I'm here to tell you that no matter how old you are, regardless of how hopeless you think your situation is, God has a plan for you too. And so we must birth what God has placed in us. We've been through this whole process in the book of Ruth to show us that God can transform lives. God can produce something out of you that you cannot produce on your own. God can produce something out of you that money cannot buy. What God is getting ready to do in your life will blow your mind. You have to be focused on him and submit to his will and do what he has called for you to do. There's no more room for excuses. It's time for you to make a move. Now, will you make a move today? This is it. This is your time. Will you submit to what God has called for you to do? And so I need you to embrace your today. This is it. This is your time. Embrace it. God has called you. He has equipped you. He has prepared you. Will you do what God has called for you to do? He has strengthened you. He has strengthened you. Now, will you do it? Will you move forward? Will you move forward in doing what God has called for you to do? And so let's look at verses 16 through 17. It says, then Naomi took the child, laid him in her lap, and cared for him. The women living there said, Naomi has a son, and they named him Obed. He was the father of Jesse, the father of David. And so when we are in that this is it season, we have to birth what the Lord has placed in us. We have to praise God, but then we have to know that the seed will carry on. You see, it wasn't about Ruth. It was about her being able to conceive so that the name will carry on. And so this is not about you. It is about you conceiving the seed and producing and fulfilling the and bringing to maturity the seed that God has placed in you so that it can carry on, so that it can go from life to life to life, so that it can continue on. And if we look at the text and if we can just look at the genealogy in Matthew and Luke, we'll see that the same family line, the family line of Obed and Jesse and David, was in the same family line of Jesus Christ. And so this was not about Ruth. That seed carried on and on and on, a seed that was produced, a seed that came, a seed that she conceived because she went through the process. And so now we see that she's in the family line of Jesus, the one who came to save all humanity. And so what you are getting ready to birth, it is not about you. What you have already birthed is not about you, but this is all about Jesus Christ. And so you have to know that this seed will carry on. It will carry on. It will change the lives of many. And so what you are birthing, it will bring fulfillment to others because it's true, it's genuine, it's life. But it can't happen if you don't birth it. And so will you birth? Will you birth? Will you birth? This is it. This is your time. Will you birth what God has placed in you? This is your time. This is it. This is it. This is it. This is it. You have gone through this whole process. And I'm just going to talk about my process over these past 4 months. And I told y'all previously that I write out these teachings in advance. So I had this stuff months ago, but I didn't know what I was going to go through while I was writing them. And that's just how good God is. And so this has been a tough few months for me. But I've been pushing, and it has not been easy. There's been some times where I had to call some folks, like, can you pray for me? There's been some times where I just needed to talk. I don't need any advice. I just need to get some stuff off of my chest. There has been some times where I had to move, and I did not feel like moving. There has been some times where I had to push. I had to push toward my goal when I didn't want to. It wasn't that I didn't feel like it. It was that I didn't want to. I'm going to just be honest. I didn't want to do it. There has been some rough times over these past few months for me. But you know what? I had to push. I had to push. I had to push. Even when I wanted to give up, even when I felt like giving up, God didn't let me. He didn't let me. He's so faithful. Because my mouth was saying that I wanted to give up. My feelings was telling me to give up. But my spirit was not allowing me to give up. And so you will go through some tough seasons, but you have got to push through this. God is getting ready to do something magnificent in your life. It is no more time for you to sit around being mediocre and just doing life as usual. God is getting ready, has already begun, and has already began to transform your life. And so it's time for you to submit. There's some changes that you have to make. It's time for you to get in alignment with this next level. You are no longer on the last level. You are on this next level. And so you can't operate on the next level like you did on the last level. You can't allow other people to control your actions. You cannot listen to what everybody has to say. You cannot respond and react off of your feelings all the time. This is your time to step it up. God has equipped you. You have to stay focused on Him. You have to stop surrounding yourself by people that are not pouring life into you. It's time for you to begin to equip yourself. You have to be equipped for this next level. You don't have time to feed your soul anything. You don't have time to continue to let that trash go into you because it's not helping you out. That's part of the reason why we're confused about a lot of stuff, because we allow a whole bunch of junk into our system. But what God is getting ready to do, and why you had to go through all of this, why you've been tested, why you've been tried, is because you are on another level. God has to let you know. God needed to let you know where you were. But you are on a whole nother level, and you need to birth what God has placed in you. There are books coming out of people. There are businesses. There are ministries. There are nonprofits. God is getting ready to take another turn in your life. Now, you need to turn with him. The Lord has placed it in you. So now, will you conceive is the question. Will you conceive? Those of us that has already pushed out what God has placed in us, will you nurture that thing? They said Naomi. Naomi cared for him. Will you nurture what God has placed in you? Will you nurture what you have just birthed? Or will you just let it run wild like an abandoned child? You have to get to the place to where you're mentally on another level. You're not just physically. You're mentally, you're spiritually on another level. So there are some things that we have to change. But God is there with you. He has equipped you. He has prepared you. Now it's time for you to embrace it. You have gleaned. Now you got the full thing. You can add, as a matter of fact, you're over the gleaners now and the harvesters. But because you were so humble in the glean, because you went through the process in the glean, is why you are in the position, because you are humble enough to acknowledge that God is who he is, because you acknowledge God is in control and you aren't, because you went through that process, you are now able to see things in a whole nother level. It's time for you to begin. Some of us are going to be mentors that people will come to. Not just the ones that go to your church, but people from all over will seek your wisdom and counsel. God is preparing you. He has equipped you. It is time for you to birth what God has placed in you. And I just want to point something out. Ruth and Boaz had been together at times during the story. They had been together, but it wasn't until they united. It wasn't until they became one that she was able to conceive. And so we have to understand that just because you are with someone and together doesn't mean that you are united. You have to allow God to do that thing. You cannot become united without him. We have to get to the place to where we are ready. We are saying, yes, God, I am here. Fill me, God. I am with you.